You are now listening to The Shane Edmonds Show.
Welcome back to The Shane Edmonds Show, everybody. As always, your favorite host, Jason, alongside your real favorite host, Josh.
There it is. What's up?
Our favorite producer, Blake.
Only producer.
And special guest, Twisted Tea.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to have some fun.
And there go everybody's eardrums.
Yep. We got my best friend in here
since we were three. Was up in
that's
here.
Right. That's right. Long time.
Yeah. Twisted Tea.
Well, let's give the listeners the story of why your nickname is Twisted Tea. I mean, it's okay. It's probably pretty obvious, but
only for us sitting at the table.
Yeah.
Well, I would say that's just all I drink.
wakes up in the morning, Twisted Tea.
Just crack open a little happiness right here. You know? Yeah, no, you know, something happened where it was just, you know, carbonation. I couldn't do the carbonation anymore. And then one night, you know, hey, you know, I had a Twisted Tea, and I said, well, all right, that's fucking it for me.
This is the love of my life.
On the board. First F bomb already. We are 1 minute in.
Look, I even wrote you on the board.
This
Twisted
is my first time. Well, thank you.
It's your first time. Well, he popped his cherry on the F bomb and a podcast, all in the same one. All
right.
Jeez,
I have a feeling he's not going to be able to filter him out.
No,
he's going to be like
whatever.
17.
I've already forgotten about
when
it.
When we get in that story towards the end of this episode.
Oh, God.
We'll have lost all our listeners by then anyways.
That's true. We'll let you know when to tune out.
The few, the proud, and the standers. That'll all be who's left.
That's right. Yep. Trevor, are you a stander, a leaner, or a sitter when you wipe your butt?
I'm a sitter.
You're a sitter. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to look through the gap, you know, between, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you put your hand literally.
Oh, this is a whole new.
No.
Straight down the middle?
No. The hand goes around back.
Okay.
But then you spot it from the front.
But you lift a cheek.
No.
You don't lift a cheek at all.
I'm talking about you lean forward and you you look through that gap. There's a gap and you hold your hand down there after a little swipe and you hold your hand a little bit closer to the front of the bowl, you can see that gap.
Do you want to draw it on the whiteboard for us?
I mean, if it helps y'all, I can do it.
Everybody is
already
tuned out already.
Jesus.
Starting off strong, people.
I'll tell you another one that I seem to be...
I might be able to crop these.
All right.
He's going to break by the Josh's record.
Let me think for a minute, because I'm a back to front.
Yes.
Okay. Back to front.
No, that's wrong.
Right? Yeah, because then you push it all towards your junk.
Nah, but my hand is like 180 somehow.
Your hand is inverted.
I don't know what it is, man.
He doesn't know how it happens, but it just happens.
I didn't even think we'd start off this freaking
You came
hard.
At me with these questions. I'm just trying to be an honest answer.
Goodness gracious.
I can't do that. I got the hiccups now already.
This might be our most listened to episode, by the way.
Might break ladies' night. Lord.
Twisted Tea, everybody.
So, I just give it to you like
maybe they'll sponsor us after this. You know what I mean?
Twisted Tea.
I would take it. I don't drink it, but I'll take
the Shane Edmonds Show, powered by Twisted Tea.
Then you get a mason jar, Twisted Tea.
So,
what's this shit?
I got the box, you know, you get it 4th of July. It's got a picture of the mason jar on it. And so I was like, well, what's that? You know, so you read the box after you had a few Twisted Teas, and you say, it says free mason jar. You know, so I ripped the box open, the code's on the inside. I went on the website, typed in my code. A couple weeks later, I got this mason jar. And then since then, I have filled the bastard that's overflowing with the caps from the glass bottle Twisted Teas all have a word on the underside.
Just a single word.
Just a single word. Just random. Whatever you... It's just random.
Yeah.
And so I've started collecting them because I figured, you know, I'll do something. And I drink a lot of them, so I'll, you know, maybe I'll write a little story in Twisted Tea caps. But they're overflowing from my Twisted Tea mason jar right now.
Okay. So when you go home today... I want you to make some words so we can name this episode out of your Twisted Tea caps.
Ooh.
All right, that's no problem. I'll send it.
Oh my God.
I'll send it in.
Christ. Well, we were trying to come off the explicit label, but we are never now.
So Trevor's about to go get his truck wrapped Twisted Tea style.
That would be sweet.
If I could get somebody to sponsor it, I would do it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to pay for it myself. No, yeah. But I would do it for sure.
Hey, well, we all hung out Saturday on Guy's Night.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Did you get that dirt bike you were talking about?
So it's not in my possession yet, but yeah, I got, you know, it's.
Did you hand over the money?
No, but it's
okay.
It's,
so okay, it's, okay, that's fine.
It's my uncle's bike though, so like it's
not a big deal.
Yeah, I'll get it this weekend.
So Trevor's one of those guys for you listeners, that if you say something's $20, he's going to offer you $40.
Did he not do that once to you?
Don't tell the people that.
sucker! We can smell it.
So, and you can always bribe him with Twisted Tea. So
that's fair.
Just so y'all know,
I want y'all to know, Guy's Night.
Yeah, you were feeling it.
Did y'all? I don't even know how many I drank until I got my damn.
You had like five or six.
Six.
Well, shout
you know how
out.
Many I had one.
Hey, had two, but my bill said one.
But I was driving, so.
About slept over the toilet bowl all night.
Oh, man. What?
Really?
Yep. Jeezy.
Really?
Pete. How old are you?
30, shots fired.
32.
No, well, yeah, well.
I'm getting too old to hang.
It hits you after 23, they say.
I wouldn't say 23.
No, 25 was a crucial.
25 is like. It does start hitting you at 25, but once you hit 30, it's like that's when you need like more than one day to recover.
I don't know. Yeah.
I've been messed up half the week. That's why I ain't been snapping or nothing.
I don't know. 30's been good to me so far.
You don't go hard in the drink like I do, though.
I mean, I don't go hard, but.
And did you see them? They were clear.
They were.
There was no cranberry in it. It was all vodka.
A splash, literally a teardrop. She used the
the little dropper.
Yeah, a cranberry. So
I ain't trying to blast them, but one of them was to go.
Hint of
cranberry.
That was a full styrofoam cup to go.
And then we pull out the parking lot. I'm sitting in the back. Josh is driving. Jason's shotgun. And first sentence is, you know, I never even really knew Blake until we started doing the Shane Edmonds show. And now, like, I'm just so happy I have you on my life. And da 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 da.
That's what I said.
You're getting into it.
Shit.
Yeah,
and then
you made a snap that just said, "We on our way home. Yeah.
We going to the country, and the boys coming back home to y'all."
In the cut,
yeah. And then Josh is exhausted. He's ready to go. I'm ready to go home at this point. Jason's like, "Come on, y'all, come and look at my camper. We repainted it, we redid the floors, and we done this."
He's showing Blake his camper.
Hell yeah!
And Blake's like, "I'm just trying to go home."
Yeah.
You should have just said F you, dude.
No, man, I like it.
I got a question about for Guy's Night, because so I'm the only single one here. So who got in trouble? Did anybody get in trouble? Uh-huh. Nobody got in trouble?
No.
Nobody got in trouble?
Ass man.
Okay.
I don't get in trouble.
Okay. All right, you know, hey.
The old lady was mad for a little bit. But
yeah, well, there you go.
Only because I kept her up.
Well.
Ah.
How about you, Blake? Blake?
No, I think she was asleep.
Out. Oh, okay. She came in there to check on me, and she said I was passed out.
In where? In the bathroom?
Yeah, I was on my knees with my arms and my head like that.
Hugging the commode?
So this was your bachelor party all over again.
And she said I was snoring with my face in the toilet bowl. It was like echoing back.
So how long after you got into the house did it take you to end up at the bathroom?
I was not. I mean, shoot. She had to come looking for me at one point. I didn't go.
Oh, you were downstairs?
I didn't go. No, I'm talking to grandma for a little while and moseying around.
Because they were still up when we pulled in the driveway.
Well, she was.
Uh-huh. Moseying around, and then I put Carissa to bed, all this, and it wasn't until like I laid down and, you know, the infamous room started spinning all the fast.
You just got to put your foot on the floor.
I put my foot on the floor and that bitch split up.
Put the pedal to the metal.
Yeah.
Man.
Speaking of snoring,
I got a need for speed.
So we think Bryce is kind of attached to Ashley, put him to bed, and that's why he's having these episodes. So I've been on like a hot streak of every night putting him to sleep. And tonight, I just get in the chair and I try like not to look at him, even though it's pitch black in the room. And I just like lean my head back in the chair. And I noticed tonight I ended up dozing off.
Oh.
And next thing you know, I wake myself up with a.
God, I love it.
I was like, oh God.
I do that at least three times a week.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice. Just laying in the bed, just wake myself up.
I don't do it in the bed, but in his chair, I guess because I'm sitting up and like I have all his weight in my arms.
Now, was he asleep?
Oh, he was out.
And you startled him?
No, he was out.
Oh, he was still asleep. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. He startled himself.
Yeah. And of course, she freaks out because she's like, "I didn't like you falling asleep. Because what if he dropped? What if you drop him?" I'm like, "He ain't coming
and
out.
And land on the
carpet. He'll be all right.
He ain't coming out of these arms.
He'll be all right. He'll live.
Instinct.
Yeah. We'll let that run for like 30 seconds. Speaking of your bachelor party, Trevor was in my wedding party, and he went on the bachelor party with us. That was a good time.
Oh, I forgot.
We went to the baseball game.
I had to piss in the bottle, and then everybody else got to piss on the side of the road.
Yeah, listen to this, Jason. So we stopped. Everyone got to pee? Yeah, so we pull over on side 95.
I'm pretty sure I pissed first.
No. Hold on.
Yeah.
First off,
we went to a gas station.
We peed at a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
We got beer at the gas station. That doesn't count. That's a reset.
But everybody peed there.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Where are we at?
Where are we?
Virginia. This was Quantico. The 7-Eleven was in Quantico.
We up north. Okay.
So we were going to D.C., so we all pee.
Are you sure it was in Quantico?
Yeah, it was right near Quantico.
I don't think it was that far enough.
I feel like I was pissing early.
No, it was that. It was near
there. I'm pretty sure we stopped like on the way like out of the town and got beer.
No,
two tall boys in, I was ready to go.
No, you brought beer with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the gas station that we left.
We did stop at the 7-Eleven right here by the house.
And we got to Twisted Tea.
Yeah.
And I started drinking, and then I had a piss, and you're all like, "Oh, I was pissing this bottle."
No, that was after the fact. That was...
You're sure?
Yes, because...
Well, them teas had you sprung.
Listen, we stopped the second time on the side of 95. My cousin...
side of 95. Yeah. I hope it wasn't a whole lot of traffic.
Oh, well, no. We were stuck in traffic. We were stopped. And then we were on an overpass, and we go down on the grassy hill and start peeing.
Everyone goes over the guardrail. My cousin Alex... He just gets out.
He's like, no, he just stands right next to the car and just like pissing.
I go to the overpass, and you know, they have that concrete slab that goes all the way down. Mm-hmm. I'm standing on that looking at the cars going underneath, waving. So then we get all back in the car. We're going up the road. Trevor, I got to pee. We're like, we just stopped.
I'm pretty sure it was not that like close together.
It was close enough.
I don't know.
So
you got to think we were in traffic.
Yeah,
so
we give him a bottle.
Time wise, it probably was a while. It just didn't seem like it because we didn't go very far.
Maybe
so we give him a bottle, and we're in a Durango, so we're two by two by two, and him and I are in the very back.
No. Alex was next to him because he starts freaking out.
No. Alex was in front of him.
Oh, because he tried to hand the bottle to Alex, and Alex almost hit him.
So we're talking a water bottle. I've never met someone fill the thing up all the way to the lid.
If we would have hit a bump, there would have been pee in the Durango.
And we're talking like brand new Durango.
New to him.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I overflowed that bitch a little bit for real.
Didn't you fill up a McDonald's cup and threw it out the window once?
that was on the way to Myrtle
to the brim.
Oh my gosh,
was it this, a styrofoam one?
It was a big 32er though.
Because the styrofoam one is risky. You stick your hand out the window, the styrofoam just breaks all around it.
we did throw it out the window and it landed on the vehicle behind us, which was my stepdad.
Oh god,
no. Oh, no.
The vehicle that I was riding in.
So, I guess
you were at that point.
So, Trevor's,
it was just me and Lee.
Trevor's driver's side. I'm sitting in the passenger side, technically. And we're in the right lane. So, instead of giving it to me to then give to Josh to throw out the window, he sends it up front to Alex to throw it on the side of traffic. And Alex doesn't want to touch it at all because he just peed all over this bottle. So, he's screaming. They won't roll the window down. Will's freaking out. It was a good time.
Was Will driving? Yeah. No, yeah. Bobby drove up. Because Bobby knew by the time we left, he won't go be driving, so Will drove home.
Is that what it was?
I'm pretty sure.
No, I think Will drove the whole way, because he was towards the end, when we were almost there.
Right.
Getting fancy.
Where'd y'all go?
The Nationals game.
Yeah, they
lost. That was your bachelor party?
Yeah, oh, we had a good time.
It was a day game.
Bobby lost his phone.
Yeah.
Did we make it to B-Dubs?
We went after we got back. Yeah, we shut it down.
Yeah, we did. I mean, it was pretty empty.
I don't really remember what happened there.
It wasn't too much.
No, it was wild.
It was empty in B-Dubs.
Yeah.
I think we were like one of like three tables in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so let's get into some news. There wasn't too much this week except for this massive
stimulus
stimmy bill. I told Ashley the stimmy didn't give me a stiffy, and she said, you better not name that the episode.
We'll see.
That's
if,
a good
we'll,
title.
I like it.
We'll see if Twisted Tea has that in bottle caps.
Yeah. And I need a picture so we can post it as like the episode art, you know?
I got you. I'll set it up.
You can pop that in the mic. We encourage.
Huh? Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah,
all
we
right.
encourage.
Crack it up by the mic.
Get it up in there. Oh, yeah.
That was a good one.
Good pop.
Thank you, sir.
Not as good as that flat land shark last week, but it was close.
You could have heard that in my house.
Thanks, cousin Matt.
But yeah, let's get into the stimulus bill.
Okay.
Man,
what are we stimulating, first of all? It ain't the U.S. economy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
How much money were they? They were sending out three times as much money to other countries as they were to the U.S. citizens.
That's what I don't understand. I see posts about it, but I just don't understand how the Congress could have spent the amount of time. I don't know the numbers, but I've seen people say numbers. But how could they spend that amount of time arguing about it? And that's what they come up with.
$600. That's what they come up with.
They spent the last 8 months arguing over this shit
since the last stimulus check. And
yeah.
We need to find out who those people are working and just fire all of them.
Oh, but all of them were getting a raise in the stimulus thing too.
Never missed a paycheck.
It was like 25. it was like
crisp.
$25 million just dedicated to giving them raises.
Yeah.
Like
$40,000 a year raises.
So I saw we're supposed to be getting the $600 off of this one, but so what was the small businesses getting? Because
not shit.
That's what I thought. I haven't seen where anybody says any kind of number for them. They just say
there's money going to like Egypt, money going to the Middle East,
Nepal.
What is it? What
Pakistan
one
transgender.
That's what I was
going to
say. The gender roles and shit like that. Yeah, that's insane.
What has that got to do with stimulus?
Nothing.
That was a couple hundred million.
Not even COVID. It's not. You're not even stimulating anybody else's economy by doing
stimulating.
That. You know what I mean? Like
right. But so all right. So is this a presidential issue? Because obviously Trump is We hear talk about him vetoing it.
He said he's not going to sign it because it's not enough money to the U.S. citizens.
Is there a way that Biden can try and be a hero for this? And are they going to try and spin it like Trump is a bad guy?
I honestly think that was the setup. Mm-hmm. It was such a shitty stimulus bill
that they knew he's going to turn it down,
and they're not going to get their shit together and put another one back on the table before
January 20th or whatever.
Exactly. Yep. And they're like, oh, look.
Look what Biden did for
you. Trump couldn't even sign a stimulus bill for y'all. Biden's going to turn around and sign this same shitty-ass bill.
Right.
Yeah.
Where Trump, let's be honest and make it clear, Trump said, I'll sign it if you put down that every person gets $2,000 a piece.
Yeah.
And get rid of all that bullshit going to other countries.
They ain't going to do it.
My thing is,
can you imagine that? Dude, I mean, you're a family of three.
Yeah.
That's $6,000 for you. Family of
four.
That's eight grand. I'm going to get $10,000. Homie over here will get
$600, buddy.
No, you get, if it goes to $2,000,
you get
$2,000.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, hey, you want to stimulate the economy? Give everybody, adults and children, $2,000 a piece. Don't take no money back from them.
Ooh, I like that one. That one was like slow.
It's the eve of Christmas Eve, if you're wondering. So
right. You know what I mean?
We're celebrating hard.
Don't take no money. Eve. You know, put the money in the people's pocket.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's my whole thing. And I saw a thing, everyone's... Go ahead real quick.
I'm just saying, I'm kind of glad it's not coming in 2020. Because that's just more they're going to take out of my tax return.
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
They're already taking one stimulus check out of my tax returns this year.
Right.
Don't add another one in there.
Yeah, I agree.
God damn.
Well, we don't know how that'll work. I don't know.
We know how it'll work. Let's be real.
Well, how they're going to get it back is the question. Is it going to be just taxable income? Is it going to be that they want the money back altogether? You know what I'm saying? Like, we have no idea how they're going to get it back. I just know that our children and our grandchildren are going to be paying for these stimulus packs. Because these are this isn't something like that Bush and Obama did where we got an extra, where everybody got an extra $100 in their tax return.
This was unprecedented stuff.
Yeah. You're talking about thousands. You're talking about PPP, PPE.
Which, who made the money off of that?
PP.
Yeah. You got, all this stuff. Plus all the money they gave out for, you know, other stuff back in the first stimulus stuff. This bill was 5,590 some pages long.
Yeah.
And they had 2 hours to look it over and decide.
Yeah, what?
How in the hell are you?
It was like a 92-6 vote or whatever.
Yeah.
My thing is
I think it was a setup. It's just a setup. Yeah. You know what? You talk about history, man, and this kind of rolls with it. You're talking about history and, like, Obama's going down, you know, like, first black president and stuff like that. And sure, he is. But he's going down in the records as, like, this great, awesome president. And he really wasn't, if you want to talk about policy. Mm-hmm. But if you talk about Trump, look at Trump. Trump's going to go down in history as the worst president ever.
When he's done a ton of good things.
When you want to talk about policy, this is the last 4 years, lowest unemployment ever in this country. In the last 240 some years,
the peace deal over there, and what was
Middle
it,
Israel? East? He got Middle East. He had North Korea, South Korea,
mm-hmm.
peace. He fucking stuck his foot.
Oh, there it is. Mind.
I'm getting hyped now. I'm not even going to apologize for it.
It was smooth too.
Look, before you even finished the word, I was already putting it on the whiteboard.
I'm going to say it again. Go ahead and put another hash mark down because I'm going to say it again. He put his fucking foot up China's ass, okay? And said, we're not going to take your shit no more.
I'm just saying, this might be the only episode.
You get a tariff. You get a tariff. You get a tariff.
You want to dump your cheap garbage on us? And mess our economy up? Well, you're going to have to pay to bring your bullshit over here. Your knockoff shit.
Notice every time Jason gets heated, like last episode when he was like, you can effing go to Canada if you want. It's whatever it's. That's when it comes, when he gets heated. I almost said it there. My thing is I saw something about student loan. And they were like 10 grand per student.
No, there's nothing in this.
Well, I know. They took it out. But
you know why? Because when Biden signs this bullshit stimulus, when he gets
they'll put it back in.
Yeah. No, they're not going to put it back in. He's already said he's forgiving all the student loans. They don't need it in there because he's just going to waive everybody's student loans. Oh,
this is my thing.
And then we're all going to be paying for everybody's student loans.
There it is.
He's matched Twisted Tea in the past like minute and a half.
Wow, they've hit the record for the last two episodes between the two of them.
I'm sorry.
The night is young.
A lot has not happened, but a lot has happened.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Just,
it's all one big thing.
It's
so
ridiculous.
My thing is if you want to go to college, I salute you. Good for you. I couldn't do it. But why should it be free?
It shouldn't be free. It shouldn't be free.
But that's what they want.
Is trade school free?
No.
No. Is being in an industry that requires you to constantly buy tools to perform your job, that costs money.
Yeah.
You know, I did a semester and a half of community college.
And you still paying on that.
when I was 18 and I just paid them off this year.
Man. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. And think about people.
Granted, deferred it for some, and I made minimum payments most of the time.
But that's what everybody does.
12 years later is when I paid it off.
All right, but listen to this now. All right, so if you're going to pay off student loans, how about the family who the dad worked double shifts and, you know, off, you know, through the child's life to pay for the college so that when it came up, he said, bam, here it is.
There it is.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about it.
Does he get his money back?
No.
No, fuck no. Don't get another money.
That's another one. He tried to cover it up.
He tried to soften the blow a little
he
bit.
He tried to pull
That's
me.
All right. That's
he
all
tried
right.
to catch it.
That's all right.
No, we're having fun here. No, but that's just the thing that gets me. You chose to go to school. I salute you for it, but it's not. Doesn't mean it's free, especially when you chose to go to, like, oh, I want to get my master's. I want to get my doctorate. I want to get this and whatever.
Yeah, and something useless.
You're going to come out making $250,000 a year. You can pay for that.
Yeah, yeah. But it's the ones that are going in there for, like, stupid degrees, or they go in there and they take the English class and the math class and realize, oh, you know what, I shouldn't have gone to college. Now I'm $20,000 in debt.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
wife.
You're going to, like, some big university, you become a teacher that you could have gone to community college and paid literally a quarter of the price,
mm-hmm.
you know, or nursing school or something. You know, like, I'm just like,
your one semester is your teacher's salary.
We got to go to Harvard or Yale to be a teacher when you could go to, like, VCU or, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know, Liberty,
Radford.
Yeah. I mean, just like, you spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to make 30 grand a year. Nah. See, I think that's the problem. They want a status. Mm-hmm. I got my degree from Yale. Yeah. Well, you got to pay for that status. You know what I'm saying? It's like the difference in wearing a pair of Oakleys and some Folkleys.
Right.
You go pay $300 for the glasses, you go pay $30.
Yeah.
What status do you want?
I'm going the $30.
Most people ain't going to know what they're Folkleys.
I don't even try to be Folkleys.
You know what I'm saying?
Me and you got them blenders. We're on that blender.
Yeah, no, I do like the blenders. I love my blenders. The shit out of blenders. Yeah.
I'm going to die by Oakley.
Sorry. I know you are. Well, I'm still surprised you haven't bought those ones we saw at the beach.
They're on my Amazon wish list.
We'll have to show you these later. They're cool looking.
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
I'm a pit viper guy.
We know you goofy ass.
You know, Blenders has an option now.
I know.
So I'm just saying.
I know. I told my mom I want a pair of Heat Waves for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
They're like,
these are not paid ads.
The hell is a Heat Wave?
They're like bigger than pit vipers.
Oh my god!
It's called the Heat Wave. Heat Wave's the name of sunglass, and then like the model name was Laser Face.
Taser face.
You could just get an idea there.
Taser. Laser. Blazer.
Lord have
mercy.
That's a dodgeball reference for you people that don't get it.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
Let's see if it pays off.
You know, tomorrow's Christmas Eve.
Tomorrow?
Ooh. I know the listeners will not know this. This will be after the fact, so I hope everybody does have a wonderful Christmas.
Yes.
That is Liz. I hope you have had a wonderful Christmas.
Speaking of, let's go ahead and take this moment to shout out our promo code at our Teespring for FS2020. Get free shipping through the end of this year, through December
31st.
You ain't
going to have but a couple days left by the time you hear this.
Yeah, by the time this airs, you'll...
Ooh, I see a hat.
By the way.
We're rattling. We're picking a winner tonight.
Hoodie. Giveaway.
All right. Which one do you want to do?
Are we going to draw it?
Twisted T's going to pick a name tonight.
All right, don't say it first in case we don't like that person. All right.
That's how we roll on the Shane Edmonds show.
All right, we're picking one now.
Yeah, just pick one.
Here we go.
Show it to me before you say it. Yeah.
All right, we got Zach Elliott.
Zach Elliott will win a hoodie.
Congratulations!
Yeah!
He will be coming on the Shane Edmonds show soon as well. He is a dirt track race car driver.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going with bag or something.
So did I. I was like, where's this going? What are we talking about?
I almost wore mine tonight, but then...
You got the neck gaiter on.
I do got the neck gaiter on because I knew it was going to be cold as shit.
We're gonna have to take a picture of that and post it.
Yeah.
There you go.
I do like the neck warmer. I've worn it a lot since I got it.
Hell yeah. You wore it on guys' night.
I did, and I've been wearing it every day since.
Yeah. Have you washed it?
No, there's actually a stain on it already.
a twisted tea stain?
Yep. A twisted tea stain.
Oh, my goodness.
I got a tea stain.
Tea paint, tea stain.
Awesome. That's right.
Well, Zach Elliott, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, man. Congratulations.
Our producer will reach out.
We will send you a message.
So the producer will get in touch with you.
Yeah.
Which sweatshirt you got? He got the SES. What is it?
Whatever he wants. Whatever he wants.
He gets to pick his design too?
Yeah.
Which,
can he hold off until we drop a new design?
Ooh. I don't know how that one's going to print. Are you talking about the other one?
I don't know. Any of them.
Hey,
I'm just giving him options. I'm trying to give the people options here.
He can wait a month or two and get a sassy cooking hoodie.
Let's see if he'll answer the phone. We'll tell him congratulations live on the air.
We're calling Zach Elliott?
I think we were going to do like a live stream, but we forgot to. We got caught up in the moment.
That's all right. It'd be hard to draw that name again after the third time. Hey, where are you at? Cut your camera on.
No cussing. You're live on the air.
You're live on the air.
You're live on the Shane Emmons show. Oh, my gosh. And this is why we don't do this, fellow listeners. Okay. Zach, speak into the mic and say hello.
You got nothing.
You got to speak.
He has stage fright.
Jesus Christ, man. We're just trying to do the right thing here. And
we're just trying to let you know you want a free hoodie. And
if you don't want it, we can draw another name.
He's just speechless. He can't believe he won.
Until this phone call to answer, else we will draw one of the first
you must
out of the
answer
18
the phone
names
calls.
We went through.
You must answer the
Forgot
phone
to
call.
Put. Hello, can you hear us now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, Zach, we have important news to tell you. You won the Shane Edmonds Show hoodie giveaway.
Woo!
What's up?
Yeah, so go put a tissue in your pants and dry them off. And we'll get your information later on to get you all squared up.
Hi, kid.
Goodbye.
Later.
He's so excited.
He's so excited.
Called me kid. Called me kid.
I don't even know who this guy is.
If he disrespects me like that again, I'm going to draw. I'm going to draw a new name. I'm not going to lie.
Wouldn't be the first time.
I want to do a new giveaway. I'm just kidding.
We will never financially recover from this.
No, we won't.
Hey, Josh, draw a name out of here. I'm going to send a sticker to somebody just because I feel bad.
Oh, hey, shit.
Just feeling sassy. We're feeling
sassy. It's the year of giving.
It is. It's Christmas time.
Oh, no.
Who is that one?
No. No.
We're terrible.
Why? What's it matter?
Oh, God.
Why not? He needs a sticker.
All right.
All right.
All right. One more. One more.
He supports the show.
This one's coming out of Trevor's wallet.
Let me draw.
Let Jason draw.
So, Kyle Kuntz.
Kyle Kuntz, you get a sticker.
You're getting a sticker, baby.
Hey, man, tell your dad to sponsor us.
For real, for real.
He's got a sandwich named after him. Who's that one? We'll send him a sticker.
We'll send him a sticker.
JP, you're getting a sticker.
JP.
I don't even know who JP is.
JP's world. He's got a podcast. He's a fellow podcaster out there in the world.
I see him on Insta every now and then.
Yeah, he supports us. Left us a review and shared it.
JP's getting a sticker.
Save those names over there. Man. All right, Trevor.
Aren't you you're the producer. You're supposed to be saving the stuff.
Yeah, you got the board.
Hey,
right on the board.
Let us know how much it all costs.
That just makes you board man.
Yeah.
We'll Venmo you the money. You hear me?
Yeah.
Just send me.
I found I've been you the Venmo.
Oh, that's right. Jason finally got on Venmo.
Finally on Venmo.
I'm only on PayPal. I refuse to get another one.
Venmo's easier. Owned by PayPal.
Well,
All right.
I didn't have any.
I don't like that many. I don't like having a lot of accounts. I've got too many to name already. I don't like it.
Trev, so we go way back.
Yes, sir, we do.
We're best friends here.
Yes, sir.
I don't like where this is going.
No, I'm not even getting into that yet. But Josh has been a friend with us.
Yep.
We've become like a good trio over the years.
Yeah, I like it. It's fun.
Well, hell with me.
I like it.
Josh, do you remember when Ashley went on her bachelorette party and this doofus was doing... Jason, this doofus... We went to a friend's house, a fellow listener. They were out of town. We played golf all day and then picked Josh up. We went to... They had an above-ground pool and we went to their house to swim at night.
Oh, that one.
Trevor and our other fellow friend, Luke...
Oh, yeah,
the
Luke
Nuke decided to have a belly flop contest in this above ground pool. And I bet you they went like 5 or 6 times in a row. Then they started getting so like competitive with it and were like doing corkscrews trying to do belly flops and flips. And I'm talking in an above ground pool with a deck next to it. And Josh was in the pool the whole time.
I was just taking it all in.
He trying not to drown over here.
You ain't taking me
waves.
Out of a body of water.
And then this son of a gun, we've been drinking all day. We played golf. He then decides to.
Did you do a backflip?
Yeah, stand up backflip.
I can't remember. It
took him 2 tries.
I remember me and Luke wrestling. We literally like. High school wrestled in the backyard.
How many years ago was this?
This was 4 years ago?
2017, so. Yeah.
3 years ago.
3 years ago in August.
Because I can tell you right now, if I were to try another backflip.
Couldn't do it.
No, sir. Not a chance.
It's
gone.
3 years. It's a long time.
Yep, you're letting the USA gymnastics team down.
Yeah.
all them tees getting to you.
Then we ended
that's
up at, then we ended up at Waffle House, and there was like a dead guy in the parking lot or something.
What?
Do you remember
that? No. We ended up at Waffle House. And remember, there was some wild people rolling behind us. And did
they were out on their bachelor. Remember, it was her bachelor party.
Yes. Did you say something or was it Luke?
It was Luke said something and he blamed it on Trevor.
I think it was the other way around.
I don't know.
I think it was Trevor. Trevor said, and I'm quoting this, we don't know. One of them said, and should I say it? Is it?
Go ahead. Who cares?
I mean, it's our show. Hey, he said, that's a lot to handle.
That sounds like me.
And she heard him.
And she was like, what did you say?
Don't make me beat your ass right here in a while. I'm going to go get my mans, my fiance, ain't going to take no shit from y'all white boys. Oh, God. And then.
What Waffle House are y'all?
The one in Mechanics.
Oh,
yes.
Mechanics? Yeah. Once you're inside, the memory is blurred again.
Oh, yeah.
It all goes together. So then we tried all leaving, of course. Then there was an accident.
There was a guy laying in the parking lot. Yeah. We don't know what happened.
Cops blocked us all in.
Of course, we're all buzzed. And we're trying to leave the Waffle House, and cops are pulling, and we're like, oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Somebody's laid out in the middle of the parking lot.
He was for a minute. Yeah. He was. When we first walked out, he was laid out.
Laid out.
Thought somebody was dead.
Yeah.
Really? Oh my God!
Nothing good happens after midnight.
That's
it did not.
Shoot, I remember what was it? Ashley's birthday. We went to Gus's after the bowling alley, and Luke came. Yeah, Luke came with us. He then went to Waffle House with a random couple he met at Gus's.
It was karaoke night again. Didn't he get up there and sing with them?
I was there for that.
Yes.
I was there for that. Yeah, you
didn't he sing John Deere Green?
Yes, he did.
And it was he was hammered, so it was like, it was more like, John Deere Green. It was awful. Awful. But shout out to
him. You need to meet Luke. Luke's a good time.
Yeah.
We met Luke. He was at our birthday party. Me and Lauren's birthday party. The taller guy.
Tall, skinny.
Yeah.
When he gets hammered.
Was he in his Canadian tuxedo?
Yes. No, that was Quinn. Quinn was in a Canadian tuxedo.
What was Luke wearing?
I don't remember.
Probably khaki.
I remember a taller guy.
He's skinny.
Back hair.
Yeah. Well,
it's kind of like Jufro. No. He's got Jufro.
No, he's got short hair.
Well, if he grows it out, it's a Jufro.
I think I've only seen short hair. Yeah.
Whatever.
Either way, he's a good time.
I know who Quinn is.
Quinn, bigger guy. Yeah. Tall, big, football player.
I know Quinn and Rachel.
Okay.
So Luke, I'm thinking I know who Luke. He wasn't there long.
Okay.
I don't know. Either way. So
you're the one that was the girl was wild.
Yeah.
Wide open.
Yeah.
Wider. Gave Elizabeth run for the money.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was redneck dude.
No.
Oh, look what the cat dragged in.
I'm sorry, I didn't know what to do.
We're live he took
guest parking.
All right, so we're going to expect cookies in about 20 minutes.
Ooh,
no.
She's slacking. We're having cookies tomorrow at Mimi's.
Oh, okay.
Ooh,
Shout out to Mimi.
That's what they call my mom is Mimi.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my coworker. Get the pooch out of here. Jesus. Guys, if y'all want to fund us a real studio so we don't get people running in on us.
We got a dog on the loose.
We got a live possum in the studio.
We got a little Mexican standoff going on.
A possum and a MILF.
Oh God.
So, Trevor, we go way back.
Yes, sir.
We've already established that. I think that's the third time he said that tonight.
Yeah, well, Trevor's my boy. You know, in eighth grade, me and our other friend Tyler tried to shove him in the dumpster at New Kent Middle School.
Tried? What does it mean, tried? I was in a dumpster.
Time out. I want to give thanks to Keith.
Yes, Keith from my work.
From his route.
Thank you, Keith.
Look at that box of cookies, dude.
Snickerdoodle?
Dude, I don't know.
That looks like a snickerdoodle.
Give me a chocolate chip. That one over there. Right there. Mm. I'm pretty sure I'm the only one at work that he gave cookies to.
You know what it tastes like?
Oatmeal right here. I'm gonna try that.
Tastes like heaven.
Ooh. There's some York peppermint patties in there. Oh look, his wife or kids made some sprinkled up.
I think his wife.
I don't think there's anything better than a snickerdoodle cookie.
I got some molasses cookies at home. They're real good.
Have you ever had like a salted pretzel, like a freshly salted? I'm not so much on the sweets.
Have you ever had my wife's cookies?
No, I have not.
They're pretty good. Matt even agreed to that last week.
We're gonna have to when we get the sassy cooking going. We're gonna have to do some cookies.
Yes,
some sassy bacon.
Ooh.
Oh, they got.
I want to try some candied bacon. I heard of that one time.
I think they put some coconut in this cookie.
I think it
tastes like shit.
It's the mint coming from the York peppermint patty.
Yes, so I can taste mint in the snickerdoodle.
I got it
too.
On this cookie.
I hate cookies.
Through the plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Through the plastic wrapper, you can
taste
that. Take
a nibble
on
the back end.
I'm not going to take a nibble because I find that sugar and twisted tea don't mix very well together.
I'm pretty sure that's coconut.
Yeah, sorry. So if you mint, get COVID from the studio, we're not at liable because we didn't have you sign any waivers.
That's fine.
Okay.
I think up until the new year, you still get paid to go home?
I don't know.
Is that something in writing? Because I feel like companies are leaning real close to like, all right, well, now you got it, but we're not going to pay you, but you still got to stay home.
You taste it?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, at coconut. The back end there, yeah.
It got me.
So back in eighth grade.
Me, I don't like no coconut. I regret that bike.
Back in eighth grade, we used to try and shove this son of a gun into a dumpster.
There was no try. I ended up in the dumpster. But it was all in good fun. I also recall a time when we were supposed to be cleaning out some room.
Oh, listen to this
and,
one.
And I believe, I don't know if I don't think I was there, but Tyler Dow had a golf ball.
We were bouncing it.
Yeah, they were bouncing the golf ball. And next thing you know, Blake comes out with a golf ball right underneath his eye, you know, big ass knot.
He bounced it to me and called my name, and right as I turn around, wham, this, right in the eye. This, I'm, of course, crying because I just got smoked. And the teacher's like, what happened? And I'm like, I don't know what hit me because I'm not trying to get my best friend in trouble here. And it was a complete accident. And, of course, it was the day before school pictures.
But those were the times when, you know, you're young and stupid and you're just doing stupid shit that, you know, gets people hurt and stuff like that. But it's okay because you're just young. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
And Trevor, they used to have goats at their house. And we would go jump in the goat pen and run for our effing lives. Them sons of bitches would come after you and buck you.
Oh, they're mean.
You got to grab the bull by the horns.
We used to do that at Aunt Emma's house.
We did. We grabbed him because right by the.
I would do it now.
There it is, number four.
Oh my God!
That big old white one. He was a terrible.
He was mean.
The white with the brown head is boar goats, and those are the meat goats. They're raised for meat, so those are some big fuckers.
Oh yeah, they're
fuckers.
Thick. They're thick.
And but so I'll never forget one time my brother when we was little, a goat come up behind him and bucked him, pinned him to the ground, and my dad come up behind it with some, you know, steel toed work boots and kicked it. I was almost did it again. Right in the side of the head. God. Yeah, it was the best thing ever.
So let's take a quick break at halftime here and look at the scoreboard of F bombs.
So we've got Twisted Key T coming in with 6. He's got a touchdown.
Oh, damn. Was that, it didn't even seem like it.
Jason coming in behind him with a 4.
Yeah.
I just saved me.
I'm making up for the last 2 weeks where I didn't have any.
There you go. He said, I ruined the game, you know, already, so you know, he said, might as well just join
That's
in.
All right.
So you're coming. You're playing from behind, Jason. You got to catch him.
He likes it from behind.
Oh.
Let me start singing that song from Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh, God. What you got over there in front of you, Jason?
I got a couple cards.
Let's play.
Oh, hold on. Let's, before we get into cards and games.
Yeah.
Did you want to talk about the other thing? The Santa Claus thing? Ooh. Do you want to talk about it?
I'm gonna leave it off.
Okay.
I'm not gonna talk about it. I don't wanna throw salt in the wounds.
Got it.
Get somebody.
Blake
upset.
Can cut this little part out.
Yeah, I can be
that. Cut it out, you don't cut it out. I mean,
can we get Trevor's story?
Do some questions, and then we'll go into his story, then we'll do FMK and wrap it all up.
He needs more Twisted Teas, so when he tells it. But,
I don't know how.
Ooh, that splattered on me. Got me wet.
Got a squirter.
I got 3 cards from 3 different decks. Trying to little switch it up a little.
The Pod Decks.
Mix it up.
Our true first sponsor.
Powered
Shout
by.
Shout out to Pod Decks. Anybody who's getting into podcasting, or if you have a podcast and you're listening. Hit up Pod Decks.
These Use cards. Promo code SES Podcast SESPODCAST.
Yeah.
Get your promo.
Help you with your interviews and give you topic ideas, all that stuff. We love playing with the cards up in here. Anyways, this one, the first one here.
Are we all answering these? Or is this just for Trevor?
Around the table.
Around the table. All right. That's what we tend to do.
Start with me. Go here. Counterclockwise again.
That sounds like good. The first one here is from the Would You Rather deck. Would you rather never celebrate your birthday again or never drink alcohol again?
Never celebrate my birthday. Don't care. I'm old at this point.
I think one should be a unanimous never celebrate my birthday.
I agree.
I'm with you. I'm not
going to
argue
that's
one.
A good
but
one, though.
But it's a good question.
Yeah.
That is.
Kind of tough one, though.
What would you do to celebrate your birthday?
It's just another day.
If I was celebrating my birthday, I'd be drinking.
No, but you can't. But you know.
But I can't drink. Yeah, exactly. That's right.
So that's out the window.
So I'd rather drink and celebrate every other holiday and everybody that's else's right. birthday,
or not a holiday at all.
Yeah.
You remember the day I didn't turn anything? Let's get drunk.
All right. The next question is from the interview deck, second edition.
Ooh.
If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I've seen this card so many times and I've never played it.
That is so tough.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard. I'm assuming this goes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, snacks.
I've settled on mine.
All right, well, go ahead.
All right, I'm baked spaghetti. But not just anybody's baked spaghetti. Got to be mama's baked spaghetti.
Mama's baked spaghetti.
All right, mama.
With the plug. I'll go, and I'm just going to go pizza because...
Damn you.
You can't even give a brand, a name, you know, something, a flavor? Because
you can switch that up so much.
Yeah, toppings. I mean, pizza's pizza.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, all right, well,
I'm going to throw a plug at Ucrop's breakfast pizza.
Ooh.
That's some good stuff.
Well,
right,
you know
there.
I'm going to go River City Wood Fire. I'm
Gus's pizza. I just had that for dinner.
Well, now
right?
I can't say pizza, so I'm screwed.
You can. We all just had the same answer on the last question.
We all answered that. Yeah.
I just go with barbecue.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
That's a good one, too. You know what I did with the leftover barbecue earlier this week? You know what I did with the leftover barbecue?
What'd you do?
We had barbecue tacos.
Ooh.
Ooh, a little.
So wouldn't that be a carnita?
Carnitas.
Dude.
We went to Chipotle after seeing Santa Claus, and I got a carnitas bowl.
Ooh.
I love carnita.
You just said something about tacos, and my buddy, my cousin, said that he had these wraps the other night. It was basically a taco, but it was grilled cheeseburger. And he said, like,
no
it
thanks.
Threw yes. him off.
So a taco with no seasoning.
But it tasted like, it was seasoning, but it was like cheeseburger.
Seasoned, it tastes like cheeseburger.
He said, so you're eating
pass.
God!
There it is!
Yeah.
He said, so you're eating a taco, but it's basically cheeseburger. I got the recipe.
That sounds good.
I'm going to try it.
That sounds good.
No thanks.
You know me. I love a burger.
For the locals around here, I mean, Riverbound has a burger bowl salad. It's basically a cheeseburger in there with your salad. That's pretty good.
Now we're coming off the rails here.
All right, back. Sorry. We got on the food. You know, that makes anybody go in a
different direction.
That's
why we're going to Sessie Cooking.
Really.
That's right.
That's why we're adding
Got
Sessie
the logo
cooking.
Made.
All right.
Halfway.
This is from the What the Heck deck. I love the What the Heck.
It's a good one.
It's got some weird, quirky stuff.
What
Not
the heck?
Good for everything, but it's good. This is a question. Is cereal soup?
No.
Why or why not?
No.
Why
no.
Cereal
why
is cereal.
Not?
Milk is not a soup. Milk by itself would not be a soup. So
go.
Why would you putting something inside of it make it a soup?
But
yes.
Broth is not a soup.
Broth is
broth.
It
sold, it's sold
broth.
With the soups.
Broth is broth.
You put,
it's sold with the
that's
soups,
That's not the
though.
Question, though. You can eat cereal dry.
You
can't eat soup dry.
But you put crackers in soup. Essentially, you would be putting the cereal into soup. Cereal itself is not soup. Cereal itself is you know, it's hard and crunchy.
Cereal is dry.
Yeah, it's dry, I would say. Right. Yeah.
Well, when you add the milk, it's not. It's a bowl full of
I eat that
cereal
but,
soup.
But what you're saying
but that's
is,
not the
is,
question.
That, is that the milk is not... Do you consider milk in a bowl soup?
That's what I'm getting at.
Is it because it's in a bowl? Is that what it's at?
I didn't write the card.
Okay.
We'll have to reach out to
the real
his
question.
Name?
Travis Brown.
They made a really good video on this I saw on Facebook that I could not remember anything like name-wise or anything. But it was a guy who was starting to question what is soup. And you know, so everybody like his family was coming up to him, you know, soup is soup. You just know. And he's like, what about such and such? And they're like, well, you know, they just keep naming soups. And like, you know, for every question you have about soup, like, well, it's because it's runny. Well, he'd be like, well, what about this soup? And it's not a runny soup.
Is chili a soup?
Right, exactly. Like, there's all kinds of...
Is chili a soup? I'm honestly
like
asking.
Is
I don't
know.
No, that's a stew. That's not a soup.
What's the difference in stew?
I don't know.
They call it... It's the O, U, and the P that makes the difference. That's what it is. If it was T-E-W, it'd be stew. But if it was O, it'd be soup.
Oh, my God. All right. I got a question
well,
for you.
I guess we come in, and now we have to go to is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
No,
that's
not.
Like saying it's a cheeseburger sandwich, though.
Is it a sub, though?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I could argue sub,
why
I feel like.
Why isn't hot dog a sandwich?
Why isn't it a sub? If it's going to be, is a sub a sandwich?
What makes it a sandwich?
What makes what a sandwich? I think anything on between two pieces of bread is a sandwich.
But
you
is it two pieces of bread if it folds?
Yeah. I was hoping you were going to say just buns.
Okay. Between two pieces of bread, is a calzone a sandwich?
That's not between two pieces of bread. It's folded over.
Right, let me go,
don't
let
get
me
in
go.
Here with that bullshit.
Let me go back. In between two slices of bread.
Was a sub roll a slice of bread?
I got a question.
Yeah.
What if you don't cut it all the way through?
Then that makes it a hoagie.
Oh, my
Which
God.
Which is not a sandwich.
Oh, my God. All right. I got a question. It's not a pod deck, but Josh sent it to me forever ago, and we never asked it on the podcast.
Is this the baby one?
Yes.
I can't remember what it was, though.
I remember.
You looked it up? Okay.
Would you rather be a baby in a Navy SEAL's body or a baby with a Navy SEAL's mind?
No.
Well, first of all,
you said
can I just jump right in here?
Like a baby.
Are you sure you got that right?
A baby's mind.
Okay.
And a Navy SEAL's body.
Okay.
Or have a Navy SEAL's strength.
Mind and strength in a baby's body.
Obviously, the Navy SEAL and the baby body, because the baby in a Navy SEAL body is going to be committed to and institutionalized right off the bat. They're going to be like, hey, something is wrong with
Hold on. Not to get insensitive here. There's a reason it's called retard strength. And that's what you would have.
Yes.
And you could murder people left and right.
But your reasoning and your like
it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
So like he drops the pacifier, loses his shit.
Then I'm punching a hole straight through Trevor's skull.
Kills four men. Doesn't know why. Confused. You know. There you go. That was
scuba diving at 1 year old.
Interesting. I've never seen
Boss Baby.
No.
I've seen the commercials, but I don't have kids.
I've only seen it on for like.
But that's not a Navy SEAL.
He might as well be.
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy movie.
Is it?
I've only like seen
animated,
it for
right?
a little bit. Yeah,
one? Yeah, my kids watch it all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's like an agent or something in a baby.
Is he? Like, I don't feel like anybody would choose the baby in the Navy SEAL body.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as you said that, that's immediately came to my mind.
It was a bar stool.
I just let y'all go at it.
Josh sent it to me forever ago. I was like, we got to do this on the pod.
Yeah, it was seriously like before Thanksgiving. We haven't talked about it.
It was forever ago.
Yeah, I would go with the baby with the.
Absolutely,
the strength,
everybody would.
In the mind of the Navy SEAL.
I'm going the Navy SEAL with the baby's brain.
Wow, then you'd be walking around. Like,
you're gonna. I don't care. But your life expectancy, by the time you learn anything, What do they say? You're not conscious until you're like, what? What do they say? Consciousness starts at because like you're awake, but like,
what's a baby?
Who the hell knows?
It's got to be like six, seven at least. Three, before you're like conscious, old. Like of having memory, like of like this is what my life has been so far.
Wait till you have kids, Trevor.
That tea is hitting hard.
Well, I'm just saying. What's the earliest?
You're in deep thought over there.
That's what I want.
Right, let me back up.
All right, should we do?
I'm ready to get into the FMK.
All right, we'll do the FMK, and then we'll share our favorite drunk story.
I want the listeners to know that the producer is. Kin to Hillary Clinton. He's had the questions given to him ahead of time.
Only because I had to make sure it was good for the show.
It doesn't matter what
it
is.
It does matter.
The whole point of
the FMK.
What
if I told you Josh knows?
I do know, but I haven't
picked. You do know?
I haven't picked. Yeah.
Okay.
Blake just told me when I was.
It's just you. You suck. Nobody likes you.
I'm done. I quit. I'm putting in my 2 week notice.
Just shut the hell up. You signed a contract. All right, Trevor.
You want me to deliver this
Trevor,
thing?
Trevor, this is your show now for this topic.
All right, so first of all, I was really excited when they told me that I was bringing anything to the show. I was like, hey, this is, it's serious now.
Well, first off, that was your second item because I told you had to bring your own alcohol.
That's fair.
Twisted teas in a house.
Well, so anyway, I gave a lot of thought to this because, when he first gave me the question, and I said, all right, he gave me some examples of what y'all had done in the past.
Because Trevor doesn't listen to the show.
He listened before on the way to Guy's Night.
I love it. I just, most time,
He's just trying to support his friends.
I do. I'd love to support my friends, but, I honestly just haven't listened to many podcasts. It's just, it's new to me.
The text message I was getting earlier, I'm just.
All right, so.
Blake's got me.
Previously, all the other ones had been essentially to me what I felt like was okay. Which one's prettier?
Crapshoots, yeah.
I wanted something that required a little bit of let me think about this.
You're not going to be happy.
What I came up with was we're going to start with Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, sweet mother of Mary. All right.
And now, so the second one, the name has been thrown around all night. So I'm sure I know.
You're the only one who said it.
Hillary Clinton. Oh. All right, now the third one, this one is, I feel like, lesser thrown into the game, lesser known in general, but it still is a lot of controversy, I guess, or just drama, whatever you want to call it, and I had to look this up, and I hope I can pronounce it right, but I don't
know. Oh, my God. He's at seven.
let him rip.
Guy Lynn or Guy Lane Maxwell, who is Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend,
Madam,
per se.
Madam.
Is it Jill C? I think it's Jill C.
No, it has Maxwell. An S in there, but I researched and Jill looked up C. how to pronounce the name.
You came prepared.
And there is no S. Like, it doesn't, the S does not pronounce as far as Gilly. I know. Gleen. It's Gleen or like Gilleen or Gilane. It's somewhere in there. But okay. I tried my best.
We're spending too much time on
Don't
on
hurt this. Yourself trying to pronounce it. Y'all should see him. Veins popping up.
Now, see, I already know who the other two are, but I don't know.
All right, but so here's the gist of it, is that she was involved with the Epstein guy, Jeffrey Epstein, as far as like luring these younger girls in and normalizing things. You know, I don't want to, but anyway, she is.
Time out.
Okay.
With the heat running.
How to pronounce the name of British, this is the same video I watched. Who is known in particular for her association with financier and convicted criminal Jeffrey Epstein.
Now, the question is on her first name more than anything, which is of French origin. And in French, it can be pronounced either Guylaine or Ghislaine. But in British, as is the case for her, her first name is generally pronounced Guylaine Maxwell.
Okay.
Guylaine.
Guylaine.
Okay.
There we go.
Solved. All right. I don't want to go yet. Should we let Trevor start since it's his choice?
I didn't even get the damn questions handed to me ahead of time, and I already know which way I'm going.
I'm
going to
rebuttal.
Go.
All right. So there's only one way this can go, and if you're not on my side, you're not right.
Time out again. What did we say earlier? There was a rule that I think came up earlier about
Who you marry.
You cannot F who you marry.
That's right.
Okay, I forgot about that, but I remembered something.
Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
I'm ready.
Go for it.
Right out the gate, I'm killing Hillary Clinton.
You gotta
kill you first.
Yes, sir.
You gotta kill
That's
Hillary.
Logic. That's logic.
She's Two. Already killed Americans.
This is where I'm gonna probably confuse y'all. Okay. I'm gonna F Ghislaine Maxwell because
yes,
you know she real freaky deaky.
Yes, sir.
Being involved with Jeffrey Epstein.
Well, but hold on. Okay.
That's the wrong kind of freaky dicky. Right. I'm sorry.
Who cares?
Well, that's just me and her. And there ain't no
that's
children
fine.
Allowed.
That's fine.
Okay?
That's fine.
And
go
then
ahead.
I'm going to marry Nancy Pelosi. And everybody go, oh, my God, not Nancy. Well, let me tell you what. The bitch is a drunk. And she could be passed out every night. And I'm just going to be sitting in front of my TV with my damn Hunger Man TV dinner and my Twisted Tea over here.
Yes, sir.
Do you match his choices?
No.
But okay,
that's where I'm going with it.
I match you, Jason. I completely match you because Hillary has killed people, so she ain't killing me, and I'm killing
you
her.
You gotta get rid of her. You gotta get rid of her.
It's a bitch.
I'm gonna kill Hillary. Yeah, Hillary's done. Right.
Yes,
that, I think that's the only option to do with her.
For her?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
And then after I kill her, I'm going to kill myself because I don't want to deal with the other two.
Damn it, that's not it. You can't do that.
God.
I don't know.
The last two is really a crapshoot.
All right, I'm getting into it now. I'm going to F Pelosi and hope that she has a heart attack in the middle of it.
Yep.
And then she's dead too.
Yep.
I just got to be with Ghislaine.
She's
in jail, so.
Yeah, exactly. Right, well, I'm free.
I'm with you. All right, so.
But does she have anything to do with Jeffrey Epstein's death?
No.
Hillary did.
Yeah, Hillary did. Hillary, yeah, because old Billary was in there.
Strangle bait.
Billary.
Anyway. I think I'm with Josh, and I guess it's kind of stupid, but I think I looked at it as like obviously you got to kill Hillary. I mean that's a given.
Yeah.
But then I think that I would marry the Ghislaine just because you can't F the one you marry. You can't F the one you marry. So maybe that'd just be pure hell for her. I don't know. Maybe she's freaky dicky. She just needs that sort of thing. Whatever. I just want to make her suffer. I could probably do it for years. Nancy Pelosi's getting ready to die anyway. But I would, and this is where it's a little racy, but I would just like hate F her, I guess.
Yeah.
I would make sure that she doesn't enjoy it.
I thought the same thing at first. Too.
I want them all to suffer.
But then I was like, if she dies in the middle of it, then I'm
There you
I'm
go.
Good. I'm good.
You did good. I'm yeah. Good. Uh-huh. Yep.
I did the world like, a service.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't enjoy this. This was not fun for me. You
know? Jesus fun for the Christ.
I'm going to read you my text messages.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
Blake said, Trevor just called. He said his FMKs are going to stir up some shit in a wild way. I immediately responded back with, damn it, man. I bet that mofo picked Caitlyn Jenner.
He did. I told that.
I said, followed up, and I said, and that girl that played Juno. This man got a, I'm thinking
not
you got
not a girl
whole,
anymore.
I forgot about that.
I'm just thinking you got a bunch of transgender people on that FMK.
I was telling our previous guest, Matt, about this while we were sitting in the break room today, eating our Bojangles provided by work.
Plug. I'm just kidding.
Bow time.
And I told him, I was like, man, it's going to be some weird shit. Like, we're going to have to pick from dudes or something, and I'm not going to be down with that. Like,
I didn't know. When he called me, I'm not to be a dick, but I was like, man, this girl's bailing on us. Like,
yeah, I've bailed before.
Oh, son of a bitch. I didn't even catch that.
I'm on top of this shit.
Dude, I'm doing good, first off. We're an hour in. I'm only at two. That is a record for me.
Well, nobody is doing good as myself.
Jeez. Okay.
With 2 weeks in a row now. Because the last week one got edited out.
This is my first day resisting, though, and
it's hard.
Because I'll tell you what, you know, it's flip flop for me. Because like, all right, so for those of you who don't know, I had to move back home with my parents. You know, hey.
Well, not because you sold your house.
You know, I sold my house. I'm in between places right now, looking for getting ready to do the next thing. But anyway, so at the house, my mom. They're real conscious about GD or JC, you know, goddamn Jesus Christ. Those are the big no-nos, the big bugaboos.
Listen, you know? Listen here, baby. Don't you take your Lord's name in vain.
Ooh.
Don't you do it.
It was funny. Deacon Matt messaged me Monday when the episode was posted, and he said, G-O-T, got damn it. He said that, god damn it. And I was like... Yeah, Jesus is watching me. But he boosted my ego because he was like, you're a master at Edna or something like that. I was like,
whoo.
Yeah.
How many of these do you think you can get out?
Do what?
How many of these do you think you can edit out?
None.
None of yours.
Oh, okay.
I can probably get mine and one of Jason's.
Nope.
Not the first
Nope,
two.
You cannot edit any of this.
I don't care if you do it.
Okay, so... we'll close it out with Trevor has this amazing.
All right, his count's about to go way up.
Yes.
I don't want to know.
You can walk off the show.
You've already heard it.
Yeah. What? It's hilarious. His drunk story.
It's the story he told us at the bar. Do you not remember?
No.
Really? Oh, I recorded it on my phone.
What story?
His drunk story.
The only thing I really remember was.
And then you told a story about Nick right after that.
Yeah. So
I don't remember any of that. Jesus
I just remember
Christ.
Tim. I just remember Granny getting back in that thing up on
yeah.
Tim.
That was a good time. So, real quick, everyone has that drunk story where you're just like, I can't believe I did that.
Yeah. This is hands down, you know, lowest.
So you're going to share it with the world right now.
I guess so. You know, hey, you know, y'all keep, you know.
He's going to share it with you for the second
man,
time.
Come,
and you
come around,
like
you can have as many beers as you want. Hey, what was that one time? Yeah, sure. No problem.
All right.
Why does that? He just sounded like Elton to me.
He did.
At least your impersonation of Elton.
He said today. He called me real fast. He said he was servicing a Target. He said, "Oh shit!" He said, "Old girl up here. She got the jeans on, and she got the cowgirl boots up to her knees." Oh, God damn. He said, I turn around. They say, no, she coming down the aisle at me. She's got a terrible terror cutter on her. And I'm on the phone with him this whole time. And I truly believe, I told Ashley, I said, I truly believe, because he'll call me when he's running my other day. So, like, I know the customers that he's talking to. And I'm like, man, she sat up in that chair and her ass was coming up out the side of that chair. And I'm like... I truly believe he makes this stuff up. Like, I've come to that conclusion that I'm just like, I just know. Like, I know where you're at. I know everyone that works in that place. I ain't never seen no one with no butt up in there. And you over here talking like she got the freaking twerking booty of Almighty.
Some people got 24/7 beer goggles on.
Dude, he's a trip. Bless his heart. But all right, Trevor's drunk. All right,
this is not for the faint of heart. Absolutely
not.
Now's your cue to tune yes, out.
There will be nothing said good after this episode.
Skip ahead about.
Thanks for listening.
7 minutes.
For
yes.
Those that are,
hold on. We'll close it out with this show.
Thanks for listening.
Hope you all had a Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening. Promo code FS2020 valid until 12/31.
For free shipping.
Shout out to Zach Elliott for winning the free hoodie and JP.
And Kyle.
And Kyle Koontz will be getting a free sticker.
Cool. Isn't it Koontz Outdoors?
Koontz Outdoors. That's right.
Follow Koontz Outdoors.
Podcast coming soon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's hit it. As he drinks.
That's what it sounded like.
All right. I got to pee, but I don't want to miss any of this.
You're going to end up peeing your pants.
So let's just start off by saying that I want to say that this was fairly early in my bar hopping age, my legal drinking age, you know what I mean? And so this was post-discovery of Twisted Tea. All right, so I'd already discovered Twisted Tea, and Twisted Tea was my motherfucking my drink.
That's all right. Right? This is unsafe.
This is after hours. After hours.
All right. We're going dark.
All right,
so after hours now.
Twisted Tea was my motherfucking drink. All right.
Oh my god, it doesn't mean you can drop them every second.
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
I thought I read that wrong. I apologize.
I already got the name of the episode now. Says after hours. But keep going.
All right. So, but when you go out, I've found now in recent years, I have found that several dive bars carry Twisted Tea, which is, hallelujah. I go there a lot. But
the Ville.
Yeah. He straight asked the girl at Gus's, "Y'all ain't got Twisted Tea?" She said, "We're not the Ville."
She did. That's what she said. Yeah. Yeah.
Same bartender asked me to open that damn fire bar.
No.
Nah, different one.
That was.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
The blonde is the one who said that.
So when I go out to finer establishments, I started drinking the sweet tea and vodka, which is not the same.
Well, what's that called?
It's called an ice pick.
There we go.
Yeah, but you know what?
I do remember that.
Yeah, from the other night. Yes, sir.
That was early.
However, so very few people know that name of drink or know what it is that you're just better off to just say sweet tea and vodka. And even still, I would say half the time they screw that up. They'll bring you like a shot of vodka and a sweet tea, or sometimes they forget the lemon. And like what I look like over here. I need the lemon.
Lemon.
Yeah.
Southern sweet tea.
That's right. So so anyway, on this particular evening. And this is the other, terrible thing. I've gotten better, I think. But on multiple occasions, we leave the house where I am the DD. And on multiple occasions, we've come back where I am no longer the DD. You call it selfish, It could be there, I don't know. But it's happened multiple times. I think, I'm starting to get a handle on it.
I can share some similar stories.
Everyone's been that role once or twice.
Three, four, five times. Yeah, sure.
Jesus.
Some of them worse than others.
Thank God for modern technology.
Yes, Uber. It's the greatest. Unless you live out in, BFE, then it gets a little pricey. But still better than the DUI, is what they say.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, on this particular evening, we started off with some Twisted Teas in my brother's garage. And, we had a wild hair. We hadn't gone out in a while. Fairly, I guess, quiet people. We don't leave the house much. We're used to, hanging out in fires and, shooting and shit like that. So, but this particular evening, everybody's like, let's go out. Let's go downtown and go drinking. And again, we're rather young, so, that sounds fun. And, so we make our way downtown to the first bar, and they give me a sweet tea and vodka. And it's got a straw in it, but it's a big straw. It wasn't one of them Stern straws.
Like milkshake straw.
It was a big straw, So I said, let me just suck on that thing, If I can... And I suck that first one down. I said, first bottle, let me get one more,
Hey, I know all about that.
I'll slow down later, we got all night.
We gonna slow down when the room starts spinning.
And so, lo and behold, we went to the next bar. And, a couple more. I just started drinking them all through the straw. So, you know, then we went to the next bar. And I want to say that we actually got kicked out of this bar because I have another good buddy of mine who, when he gets drunk, I think it may have something to do with because I'm just, I don't know, smaller, and he knows we're good buddies, so we're not really going to get in a fight, but he likes to get drunk and grab people up by the collar. You know what I mean? He just grabbed by the collar. But you know, it's cool with us, but when a bouncer sees that shit, he's like,
they get worked up.
Yeah, no, y'all got to get the fuck out, you know. And so, you know, we left, but when we left, you know, I think I was about 6 or 7, you know, sweet tea and vodkas in, and obviously I couldn't drive. And I want to say, I think I puked in some napkins on the way home in the back of the car.
God. Napkins, not even a bag.
Yeah, no, when we got back to my brother's house, yeah, they carried me inside pretty much. I don't think I was really, I don't think I was really walking. But then I think it was the fact that I'd never spent the night at my brother's house. And
here we go.
I would say it had to have been.
Oh, I do remember this story now.
2-3 in the morning, I think. I woke up still drunk, disoriented, you know, not knowing where I'm at. And somehow or another, and this is by far, you know, like I said, the worst one of my life. Well, somehow or another, you know. You got a pain, you know what I mean?
Already
I found myself, I was on the couch, I found myself stumbling in the kitchen. And still, you know, the whole time was just almost an out-of-body experience where at some point, I'm in the bath, I'm in the kitchen, and it's getting ready to go down. And so, I think naturally, I just started, you know, reaching, and I found what I think at the time, I must have believed to have been the trash can. Okay? But the way their kitchen was set up, it was really long, and it was almost like the laundry room, like where the counter stopped, the laundry room started, and it was just, you know, washer, dryer. And I think I drugged what I thought was the trash can, I guess, to the center, and I did the thing, you know. I shit and pissed all in the fucking, you know, in the thing.
The way he told it Saturday was, I hiked my ass.
I hopped up on this thing.
It was a little tall for me. I had to tippy toe and, you know.
He said, and I quote, I hiked my ass over this wicker laundry matching kit. Oh my God.
It was probably, you know, like a hamper. You know what I mean? It was tall, but it was about the same size as a kitchen trash can, you know, yeah. And so I think that's where my mind was at. However, I can't tell you where my mind was at while I was currently emptying out the washing machine that was in front of me. I'm not sure what, but it was in arm's reach, and I was just taking clothes and just taking them out and dropping them. Just
that's because you knew you had to wash the load. You just shit all over.
I don't know what the hell, you know, but look, all I know is after I finished, you know, you just. What are you going to do? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You're still shitty. You know, he's fucking. I went and got back on the fucking couch. So,
pass back out.
Thankfully, you know, the next morning, typically any night I drink, you know, whatever, you know, you get up early, especially in a strange place. You seem to wake up before whoever.
At the ass crack of dog. Yeah, you're just like, what?
Every time you pass out of my house, you wake up and are gone by like 6 in the morning. Like, well, damn, I was going to get us breakfast. Yeah, like,
I don't know. I feel
he left out of here. He's probably still drunk.
Yeah.
And maybe from this one time, I'm like, damn, you know, what did I do? I might as well, you know, leave before they find out.
But, anytime he's left early, that means you got to search the house.
Are they pissed?
Oh, God.
Well, no. So I wake up next morning, you know, before he does, and, you know, I stand up, and I realize that, you know, I mean, let's be honest, there's a little bit of shit on the back of my pants. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
Naturally.
You know? What the fuck is that? You know? And I'm sorry. Well, so I'm freaking out. You know, I'm like, okay, all right, you know. And then it all, you know, comes rushing in. It's like, oh, fuck. And you got... I walk into the kitchen.
Dying.
I'm sorry. I walk into the kitchen, and I realize that, you know, this was not a dream. You know, there's a laundry basket over there, and
it's got a big old turd in it. It's
yeah,
got a big old
turd. Dookie sitting on the top.
Did so, you not smell it?
No.
Oh my God.
You got drunk?
Yeah. I mean, so anyway, either way. So the next move is, you know, okay. You know, this is my brother's house. He's sleeping. His door is closed. So, you know, I knock on the door, open the door, what's up? What's up? So, hey, man, I need to tell you something. What? Said, I don't know how, you know, I don't know how to put it, but I shit in your laundry basket. Huh? I said, I shit in a laundry basket. What do you mean?
How could that be taken any other way?
The laundry basket in the kitchen, I pulled it out, and I hiked my ass up on that thing, and I shit and pissed all of it. He's like, oh, okay. I said, you know, I'll help you clean it up, but whatever was in there, I was best throw it away.
Throw it away.
He said, well, I think Melanie's pillow was on top.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know, I carried that thing out on the front porch, or I mean, sorry, back porch, and, you know, that was
just started a fire.
Yeah, you know, I didn't clean nothing else up. I just, you know, thanks, brother. I love you.
Peace.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that's my hands down worst ever fucked up story.
Good times.
It's a good one. When you told me, when you told me, it was like, don't ever tell anyone, and I never did. And then it's like,
now the world knows.
Yeah.
Well, see, so my whole
now it's
whole,
going on the old intraweb.
Your whole perspective changes though as you grow older, and
just have to laugh.
I wanted to bring this up too, because I had to, you know, I think the episode I listened to on the way over here before Guys Night was Commando.
Uh huh.
Going Commando.
And I think one of the topics that came up that night was shitting yourself, you know, shitting your pants or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I was talking to my new brother-in-law. My sister had recently got married in October. Good guy. Works at the same company with me. He's a good guy. But so he's a couple years younger than me. And you know, we were talking one night, bullshitting, you know, drinking shit, and you know, it came up, the topic of, you know, shitting yourself. I was like, oh, everybody shits themselves. You know, everybody shits themselves, you know. Everybody goes through it. It's no big deal. Like, it happens, you know. He's like, what? No, you're crazy. I ain't never shit in my pants. What's something wrong with you? You know, something wrong with you. I said, look. I said, I'll give you 2 years. I said, we put $50 on it. I said,
Is Elton your brother-in-law?
Well, I said, within the next 2 years, I said, you're going to shit your pants. I said, it's, you know, that's just, it is what it is. It's going to happen. And we got $50 on it. But so far, we're coming up on a year. And, I'm not gonna lie, I'm starting to get a little nervous that he ain't going. Yeah, he ain't shit himself yet, and I'm like, man,
I'll make him have it. I'll make him have it.
So at Christmas dinner, you just need to drop some
stool salt,
some laxative. Drop some laxative.
We'll put some Visine in his twisted tea.
Well, he don't drink twisted tea. You know? Well,
whatever
put it
he drinks,
sweet tea.
He won't listen to this and know unless you tell him to listen.
That's a fact. He probably still wouldn't listen.
And it won't come out till after Christmas, so it don't matter anyway.
You got 4 days to prepare.
Two words to say with that. Got him.
That's right.
Got him.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for sharing your story. I mean, it makes me cry laughing every time.
Funny story.
The bartender, when he told us the other night, she thought I was crying upset. And she was like, do you need a hug? And I'm like, have you not seen me laughing the last 10 minutes?
I don't even remember that.
Well, yeah.
I mean, and you know my laugh. It ain't quiet at all.
I was probably too busy watching Granny through that thing.
Oh, she was tipping it back. Nice.
A whole table full of old women.
They got wild. Yeah.
When he started singing out Elvis stuff, good lord.
He can sing.
They were about to start throwing their bras at him.
Yeah. Granny panties about to sling
raining all up on them.
Oh, man. Well.
Good time.
I guess until next
All I
want to
say, Twisted T, thank you for coming on, brother.
Hey, man, I had a wonderful time, and I hope that maybe one day I'll get invited back if I haven't crashed.
There's always invites back.
You know, hey, man, I'm just saying, you know, we dropped, or I dropped a lot of F-bombs tonight, you know.
Seven.
I'm working. I'll tell you.
That's what we
that was. That was,
that was before
that was
after
before,
hours.
Yeah, that was before we went into after
so
hours.
So I'm just going to say, you know, if I do get invited back, I'll work on it. I'm going to do my best.
I really want to name this episode, I Shit in Your Laundry Basket.
I don't think our ratings would be too good on that
I'm just going to name it like Sis After Hours.
Name it Dookie.
Sesco's dark.
Well, we got to figure out what he can come up with as bottle tops. Right?
Yes, oh, yes, that's true. Yeah. Bottle tops.
Don't I've let me down on that,
dude. I'm not. I'm telling you, like I've been excited and I've been waiting for a time to put these words together.
Now's your time to shine,
dude. Every time I get a bottle cap, you know, whoever I'm drinking with, we do the same where it's like, you know, we play this little game of like what the word is. So you do the first letter and the last letter and the number of letters in the word, and then you just go. It's like a drinking game. You just, you know, you take a guess, you drink, you know. It makes it good fun. I just want to say,
next time you come on, bring bottles, and we'll play that game on the air.
Let's do it. I'll do it.
Heck yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And then I also want a sponsor from Twisted Tea, if you're listening. You know, hey, just, you know, keep me in mind. You know.
I'll tag them so they get to know.
See it.
Jesus.
Yeah. I want to say, man, we're rolling in. We got a lot of guests that have come in. We got a lot that still want to come in.
I got a few lined up for us.
We got more people we want to bring in. Reach out to us. Hit us up on any of the socials, the email, whatever. If you know us personally, reach out to us personally. We love to have any and everybody on here. We love talking to people. We love hearing the crazy, wild stories. That's what keeps us going. And personally, I'm excited to venture into the sassy cooking part of this. I'm
telling you, that logo, it's clean.
It's clean.
The video intro is going to be legit.
It's going to be legit.
I'm going to work on that this weekend.
I can't wait for the cesspool logo.
I got to really work on a better one.
I like the one.
It got tabled. He got caught up in the sassy cooking.
God.
Sassy cooking was easy.
Cesspool. I keep getting cut out of this shit. And it's pissing me off.
No, I got you. I got you.
Who's quitting now?
Trevor, you want to buy in?
Sure. Okay.
You'll offer me 20. I'll offer you $2,000 to buy in.
Okay, hey,
look. It'll be like deal.
I did start my Robinhood app. I don't know if y'all know about the Robinhood app. No.
Didn't they just say that was like the biggest scam out there right now?
What is that?
I've made like $60 off Tesla. Thing. It's like it's like stock market for like the idiots.
For dummies.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
God damn.
Oh, my God. Good night, y'all. Hope you all had a Merry Christmas.
I hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas. I hope Santa Claus was good to each and one of you.
And one more thank you for everyone that contributed to the care package.
That's right. We sent those off to Carl.
Do we know when he should be receiving those?
I have no idea.
No? Okay. I didn't know if they gave you tracking.
I know it's international, so no tracking.
Gotcha.
Once it leaves the country, who knows what.
Well, I'm sure Carl will message us when
we get
it.
Carl shared some stuff on his personal Facebook. So
he did.
Shout out.
It was nice.
Good night. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Peace.